Penguin Random House Audio presents On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope. This is the author, DeRay McKesson. For you, for all of us. We build our temples for tomorrow, strong as we know how, and we stand on top of the mountain, free within ourselves. Langston Hughes. Language is the first act. Obvious in retrospect, but something I've had to learn. I've not always had the words to describe, to unpack, to frame the world around me. None of us have. I've lived more than I can readily process aloud or in text. There are times when the words I've needed have been beyond my reach. Sometimes language is not my friend, not there when I need it, not yet ready to lend a helping hand or a challenge. There's something unnerving about this reality. It shook me. I started to think that the things I'd lived were not quite real because I didn't have the words, the phrases, the stories to convey them in anything beyond my mind. And yet, deep down, I knew that these stories would find life one way or another. Yet there are other times when the words do come, when I'm able to bring to life the things I've lived, the things I've hoped for and dreamt about, the things that scare me and that bring me joy. And when the words are close, but not ready to peek beyond the surface, not quite the ones we can use to do the work at hand, we're able to create new ones, to make new ways of giving life to the stories of the life we've lived, hoped for, and deserve. Language, the tool by which power is initially distributed and redistributed, it is in its hands that we find the gateway to liberation, to justice, to freedom. Violence was the first language of this country and is still the first language of many people, but it doesn't have to be the language we teach our children or whose tempo guides our steps. I now know that our stories travel in more than the words we speak or write. Our bodies.